the best of Kennedy Malloy. And the best barbecue known to man is a Cross Range. See the range at Harvey Norman. Cross Range! They call them the People's Finals.
The Melbourne Footy Club, after so much pain, are into a prelim.
And this year, Kennedy Malloy has some skin in the game.
Rioli kicks a ripper.
Can Mickey's Tigers silence the Magpie Army?
Embrace the Tiger Madness.
And can James D's deliver a fairy tale over West Coast?
Bit nervous.
Very nervous,
look on
actually.
Edge.
Today, soak up all the nervous anticipation of the prelims with Kennedy Malloy live from the Triple M Footy Commentary Box at the MCG.
Bang!
Wow, that's awesome.
This is Kennedy Malloy rocks the prelims live from the Triple MCG.
Yes, hello Australia, and here we are at Ground Zero, the mighty MCG, the Field of Dreams, the outdoor cathedral, the centre of the known universe for this particular evening. I am, as you may imagine, Jane, a little overexcited.
I know, Mick, as I am for you and for all the Pies fans as well. And we're currently looking at an empty MCG, which is quite
yes.
a sight.
There's 100,000 people about to pile into here as we witness the clash of the Titans. This could be one of the biggest occasions in Melbourne town for many years. Not the only game on this weekend, Jane Kennedy.
That's
another
right.
absolute cracker going on in the mighty state of WA.
Yes, indeed. The mighty D's are taking on the West Coast Eagles in front of a crowd of 60,000 Eagles fans.
That'll be reasonably parochial, I would have
so,
thought.
Yeah.
We've got many guests to file through today. On that note, we will have Andrew Embley on from one of the greats from the Eagles. He'll be on the line having a chat. Your other half, Robert Sitch, will be speaking on behalf of the Melbourne Football Club.
As will Russell Howcroft. He's coming in with a really funky track that he's trying to get everybody to jump on board with the Melbourne D train. Luke Darcy.
Can't wait.
Darcy's coming in. Darcy. Another mate of ours, Sano Chilauro.
Sano Chilauro, Collingwood through and through.
Yep.
He will be representing the Mighty Pies, as will Club President Eddie Maguire, who will be in here to continue our ongoing brouhaha about Tigers v Pies.
We'll also have Chris Judd. Yes. Judd is coming in
all right.
To chat with us as well. So that'll be it. We've got Clown of the Week.
Oh, we're going to persevere with that.
We will. We've got to stick with that.
Hopefully we'll be clowning the Collingwood Football Club at some stage over the next week. We'll take your calls or not. We don't know. We'll see how we go. All this and much, much more on the big special AFL prelim final edition of the mighty Kennedy Malloy.
You are really toey, I can tell, because I don't think there has ever been a bigger occasion for a prelim final with the two clubs from Melbourne.
Yep.
You know, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I can't wait. It's so fantastic to be here at the G. I love this place. Do you know I've bought three houses in my adult life, and all of them have been walking distance to the G.
Well, it was quite clever of you to do that, because when you're walking home from the G, I think that's where you want the distance to be short.
My last place, 646 steps to 1,220 home was how
it worked. A lot of
exercise
worked. For you.
Do you know I bought one in East Melbourne at halftime at a Richmond-Melbourne game. I swear to God
it's
I
ridiculous.
Did.
Ridiculous.
I only missed about 10 minutes of the third quarter.
Of course.
I love this place. If I don't feel I can walk to the MCG, I don't feel I am in touch
in the
with
spirit.
Its spiritual centre.
Well, so, how about everybody queued up outside, all the members waiting to get in?
Unbelievable. On the way here, they are already the MCC side. Backing up to Hilton as full as a gog.
Yep.
It's amazing looking at the MCG, and there's not a single
person not a seat taken
in here, and to think 100,000 mad lunatics are about to file in here for one of the great days in this state's history. I put it to you, there's been no more important occasion. This should be a public holiday, and I don't think you'll see the likes of these two giants of the AFL going head to head again.
I also don't think you're going to. I cannot imagine the roar on the bounce.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be fantastic to see.
I've got goosebumps for you, Mick.
And just imagining Collingwood fans leaving at three-quarter time is doing it for me right now. You know I'm a Richmond diehard.
I know you are.
And
you've had a big week too. You put the lights on at Richmond Town Hall.
Well, I did. I was quite happy about that. They didn't have the same thing at the Collingwood Town Hall. They tried the lights. They just got the police helicopter with its spotlight. So barracking for Richmond, part of barracking for Richmond, and Ed will confirm this the other way when he gets here, is not liking Collingwood. And it's something that's ingrained into you from a very early age. Now, you know I have 2 6-year-old boys.
I do.
When they were three,
oh my goodness,
they learnt the do's and don'ts of the AFL. Davey, can you put us through, mate?
Yeah, have a listen. Fred and Lenny?
Yeah. G'day, Fred. How are you? How are the Tigers?
Good.
Do the Tigers good?
Yes.
Who don't we like?
Collingwood.
That's right. So it's up with the Tigers?
Up with the Tigers, down with the Pies.
Good boys. Lenny there?
Up with the Tigers, down with the Pies.
Good on you, Lenny. Are the Tigers good?
Yeah.
Tigers. Who don't we like?
Collingwood.
Yes, good boys.
All right, you get
the idea. Oh, I get the drift, I know. That's when you're brought up, you've got to do that.
That's it. It's in...
do or die.
It's in their stars, so it's going to be fantastic. We'll get on later. I think our next guest, are we going to try and contact Robert Sitch?
We'll give him a try.
Because you guys are on a plane after this, winging it to WA.
Yes.
You've got your in one of the great moves of all time.
Well, you know, I'm in the good books forever, I have to say.
All right, well, let's get into it.
Yep.
We'll come back and we'll talk to Rob Sitch and we'll talk about the D's as they go head-to-head
with
the Mighty Eagles.
Thanks to Crossray Barbecues, the only barbecue you'll ever need is a Crossray. See the range at Harvey Norman.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Live from the Triple MCG preliminary final day. Mickey's a little nervous right now.
You got that right, Dave. Wouldn't it be fantastic to see Slash out? Wouldn't he be great
pre-grand final?
Entertainment, me on the cowbell, Slash going mad.
I don't know about
maybe high fidelity. We can go. Now, Jane Kennedy, you're about to get on a plane. When we finish this show, you're being whisked away to the airport to get on a plane that's heading to Perth. You told me this afternoon you intend to try and break David Boone's record plane and be carted off the other end in a wheelchair like Grant Hackett. Well, that to me.
I didn't say it with beer, but I'm wondering there has there been a Chardonnay record.
Right.
I don't think there has
They'll have to stop in Adelaide to refill,
that
reckon.
That would be excellent.
You will be on fire. Tell us why and how you got to this point.
Okay, so Rob, my partner
Rob
in Sitch, crime.
Melbourne diehard.
And it had last grand final win, 1964. Last finals appearance 12 years ago.
Yep.
Our whole family is Melbourne. The kids who are 12 have never seen D's reach a final. So it's a very momentous time
in our
lives.
They've tasted Grange, which is 12, but they've never seen D's in a final.
They haven't. So I thought, what would be, when we won last week, what would be a great thing to do is if I got on board just in case they won to get airline tickets.
What a woman.
To WA, which I did, but I didn't tell Rob. I told you.
Which was dangerous.
And I said, don't tell anyone because it might not work.
Yeah, and you did it, and it's... We call it the being in the good books, and you are in the good books.
Well, this is how I said it on air. The siren goes and Melbourne win, and I've never seen Rob so happy. And till I tapped him on the shoulder, I said, buddy, I just want to tell you, I've booked some tickets, and airline tickets are booked, hotels booked, and I swear, I've never seen that guy look more in love with me in his life.
Hey, wow. That is. You know. I put it to you, though, that you shouldn't automatically get the second ticket. Because if he wanted to take a mate to go to
just
it,
it'd try be a good voice. Try it. Yeah, just try that one. Stop suggesting that Rob take someone else.
Well, why don't we ask him? He might want to take me. He's on the line now. Rob Sitch, how are you, sir?
Hi, Mick. Jane Dangerous. I actually remember the first words I said when Dane said, I've actually booked two tickets to Perth. I said, I wonder who I should take. I've too many.
Hey, Mick, is it economy?
I tell you what, I've actually got a sore back, so I'm not ruling out a Will Anderson incident at Perth Airport.
Geez, that would be a sensation. So I'm still in the mix. I'm still in the mix to get a ticket to Perth.
Hard enough.
I know, and I must congratulate you with the Tigers, or as we call them, our tenants. And
How dare you? You'll rue that if we both make a granny together, mate. I put it to you, and you seem I have to say this: you're generally one of the most sensible men I've met, apart from many other things. But I heard that when Melbourne beat Hawthorn, with about 5 minutes to go as Hawthorn fans were leaving the arena, did you or did you not stand up and give them a send-off? Which seems to me to be out of character. But
my parents,
I'm getting.
My parents said you should always be gracious in victory, but I realised last Friday night there's an option B. And I took the opportunity, and not proud, to wave goodbye to the Hawthorn people who were trying to beat the traffic, and it's the sweetest sight I've ever seen.
I would have thought the Malvern line was full of the gook from about...
I was quite shocked,
onwards.
Mick. I was shocked. He stood up and made a big scene.
Rob, tell us what it...
Go. I waved my cheese board at them. See you later.
Tell me what it means, mate, to have the D's, we said, 12 years since they've been in the finals, a tall order and against a very good side in the West Coast Eagles. Can you tell me, what are you thinking? What are you feeling?
So I grew up with Melbourne and the golden era of Melbourne through the 50s and the 60s, yep. And I said something this week, and I think it's pretty accurate. It's gone so long, it's time to turn those black and white memories into colour ones, and that's how long it is.
Yeah, okay. Well, I see. That's a very good way of putting it. You're going to be a very hostile crowd over there. We know that it's a... Hello to all our Perth listeners. It's a great football state. It's very proud, very parochial, and they've got a thumping new stadium over there, which I believe makes an incredible amount of noise. Are you up to the challenge?
I tell you what, I say this, I'm up for it. I quite like a bit of silence, which we're going to inflict on them. But if we win, Mick, yes. I'm not ruling out a pitch invasion.
Don't embarrass me, for God's sake.
I worked it out. In fact, I worked out the fine. The fine is actually cheaper than the airfare. So.
Okay, can you write plugger on your butt cheeks, please?
Please do not encourage this, Mick.
You know, the great news is the AFL sort of organised all the tickets, and we've got Andrew Gaff's tickets, so they're going to be pretty good.
All right.
Mate, well, I can't wait.
See you at the airport, Rob.
Yes. Bring your A-game.
Yep.
And good luck to you, Mickey. Between you and Eddie, if we win, I'm going to lose a friend the following week, that's for sure.
And can I just say this? If you see Rob or Jane over there in Perth, they love a selfie.
It's Rob who loves it more.
Who really do. Don't even ask. Just put your arm around them.
He'll love that.
In the words of Dangerous Dave, how dare you?
All right, Rob. Thanks, good Rob. Luck to you, mate. All the best, and we'll catch up on the other side.
And to you, Mickey.
Bye.
Rob Sitch.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, brother.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
Well, it can be that guy.
It can.
And we're going to start with that guy this week, because it's not every day that someone, a former porn star, releases a book featuring your activities in the boudoir. And we're talking, of course, of Stormy Daniels.
Yeah. I was thinking that the only other sort of world leader that is copping and has this sordid sort of past has got to be Berlusconi. That's the only one I can think of. And it's so disrespected.
Boris Yeltsin was out there.
Yeah.
No, Boris Yeltsin.
Wait till it comes out about him, I suppose. But this is off the scale, and it's terrible because now I can't look at...
A German chancellor puts it about a bit, so I've got to say.
Angela
Merkel.
She is a dead
what about the English
tyrant between the
sheets. No, she's not.
Who's the English parent?
Is it May? What's her name?
Theresa May.
Theresa May.
Hey. She's a bit stiff. She can do with a bit of a...
She can boogie.
With a run.
She can boogie.
She can't dance.
Yes, that is hilarious, by the way. Yeah. Funny dance.
Okay, so Trump, he's been outed. He's for his mushroom-like penis and yeti-like pubes. I'm sorry. I'm just reporting the news. That's what can I do? Don't shoot the messenger.
Poor yetis. They've been copying
the
it
yetis
this
are
week?
Shaving down as we speak. Of course, with all this detail, the US talk shows, the late night comedians went mad. Here's just a sample of their work.
In her upcoming memoir, adult film star Stormy Daniels compares President Trump's penis to the video game character Toad from Mario Kart.
Just like that, I will not eat a mushroom or play a video game ever again.
That's why in the new Mario Kart, Toad collects gold coins and uses them as hush money.
This morning, he did order Homeland Security to deport the Super Mario Brothers, and they will be missed. She describes Trump's penis as smaller than average, but admitted she was impressed it had his name embossed in gold on it. And Stormy also said Trump knows he has an unusual penis. I can't wait for a reporter to ask Sarah Huckabee Sanders to deny that.
Now, what Stormy said is getting a lot of press, so today Trump responded to the allegation to set the record straight. Watch this.
It's a very small thing we're talking about. It's incredible the size of it.
Like a little tiny peanut.
There you go.
Officials in Australia are investigating supermarkets across the country after several people found needles hidden inside their strawberries. A needle hidden in a strawberry. Yes, that's exactly what it looked like, said Stormy Daniels. That's a joke about the news. You might be saying, how dare you make a joke about a penis looking like a video game character? That's the news right now.
There it is.
Oh,
not bad.
That's, I'm exhausted. Oh. We've only done one clown, but there's room for about 100 other clowns.
You mentioned
there?
The strawberries.
Yes.
Let's do that. That's the idiot. It's strawberry tamperers.
What are you doing? And other fruit tamperers.
Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's an overrated fruit.
Well, I disagree wholeheartedly.
We've got a package. We'll play the package from the week.
All right. Here's
discuss.
Strawberry Gate.
The strawberry's the most overrated fruit in the fruit bowl. It's had it too good.
Are you dissing strawberries?
It's had it too good for too long. It's like the aristocrat. It's king
What's
of the fruit bowl.
What's wrong with you?
Pardon me, Your Majesty. Oh, where are you off to? I'm off to the dessert cart. Where are you going? Oh, I'm off to Wimbledon.
I'll be
put in a plate with some cream. Oh, I'm going to be popped in a champagne glass. What about your rank and file, your grass roots?
What's your favourite?
Ah, you got to go with that.
You keep saying cantaloupe. Get off that. Get off that. Or rock melon, rock as melon. Most of us know it.
What's wrong with a rock melon?
It's the same thing.
Jeez, you guys. Well, fruit's not my strong
please,
suit.
Please tell me you know that cantaloupe and rock melon are the same.
Do you know what? I always thought they tasted the same. I would honestly go, they've got to be the same family.
Oh, my God.
But why would you call it a rock melon and then a cantaloupe over there?
Because it's the same. You call a zucchini and a courgette. Different worlds.
A courgette? That's a car.
You've got so much to learn, Malloy.
A courgette coupe. At least I don't suggest that the strawberries taste better in Paris.
Oh, shut up.
You said that on this program.
I didn't say strawberries taste better in Paris. I said Australian strawberries are the best in the world. The big strawberries in Paris, sometimes at those stalls, as you walk around the markets, the marché.
When you've flown over there to have breakfast with your friends.
Yes.
And pay the bill by fishing your purse out of your $10,000 handbag.
It's not $10,000.
And you also said, God bless me, I think we've got the audio.
Oh,
we've
got it there. Let's play. You know what Jane said to me in the break? Well, you should try the ones in Paris.
Oh, Jane.
While you were trying to make out.
God bless me.
Bless me.
I must do that more often.
All right. That's got the ball rolling. We'll come back and we'll do some more. I know that you've got a couple you want to get off your chest.
I indeedly do.
We are knee-deep in Clown of the Week.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Clown of the Week. And get in touch with the show, 133353, or on all the socials at Kennedy Malloy, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook as well.
The Emmys were on during the week.
Yeah.
And I would like to clown that stupid director who proposed to his girlfriend at the Emmys.
Idiot.
Do you know what? The more it makes me ill.
When you say director, we're talking E-star celebrities. Like there's A-list, B-list, C-list, D-list. These two are not even...
So he's not your Ron Howard. He's not
He directed a variety special.
On the Oscars.
On the Oscars.
Oh, wow. How hard is that? Right. Just putting it all together, man. Gee. So talented. Then anyway... They've been together for 100 years.
Right.
She's sitting there. It was so set up.
Yeah, it was awkward.
The camera was already on her.
Do you have a clip?
Yeah.
No.
The person most proud at this moment would be my mom, and she passed away just 2 weeks ago. Mom always believed in finding the sunshine in things, and she adored my girlfriend, Jan. Jan, you are the sunshine in my life.
Oh.
And Mom was right. Don't ever let go of your sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
Get off.
You wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend?
Yeah, why?
Because I want to call you my wife.
Good luck.
Please.
Don't do it.
Oh, wow. What a shock. Oh, I had no idea. And the camera's on.
You can do better than that, idiot.
I didn't ask yet.
We know what happens.
Sit down. Please bring in the orchestra.
The ring that my dad put on my mom's finger 67 years ago.
If ever there was a call for the orchestra to play off a nong.
But stop hijacking the awards.
No, but he said my mum loves it so much she died, so she didn't even get to see you do it, you dickhead.
Correct.
You're an idiot.
Really bothered me that whole thing.
Right.
Okay, speaking of bothering me.
Right.
I'm going to clown Mick Malloy.
I beg your pardon.
We had a couple of interviews this week, didn't you?
Well, a famous interview with Ozzy Osbourne, which is now tracking very well and getting lots of plaudits. I think it's been played overseas. I think so, yes. All I think it's being used at radio school as an example.
Well, the edited or the unedited interview? Because we had to sort of tidy the bit up towards the end.
Dave, can we just hear a little bit of the... Here's the wax
lyric.
Yeah.
Have a listen.
Hello? What was that? What? What was that? What? What?
All right, so we've got a bit of a bad delay here, Ozzy.
Look, going to get more out of it. I don't know where they're going
to
get.
Sorry?
What?
I can't tell if this is the delay or we're both just having out-of-body experiences.
A bit of both. What was that?
I think he said a bit of both or I'm in a boat.
What?
I don't know what he's saying.
I have to do say, it was an excellent interview and Ozzy had a big announcement. He's coming out for
Download Festival with Slayer, many others. It's going to be massive.
But I'm going to have to clown you again, Mick.
Because we had
our guest Tom Gleeson on and hear how you, first start chatting with Tom. Here we go.
Well, it's a big day for you. So your show, rock quiz?
Art quiz.
So I'm getting ready for my Ozzy Osbourne.
I can't wait. Ozzy Osbourne, he's going to be on his back foot.
Your skills
like that.
Truly excruciating.
I'm hosting Rock Quiz. You've confused me for Julia Zemiro. It's a weird time.
Do you know what's embarrassing is that it was written in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
In big letters.
Let me explain what happened.
Oh, go ahead.
Because it's his fault. Because
you just can't.
He has a show called Hard Quiz, and he has a segment on another show, The Weekly, called Hard Chat.
Yes. Mm.
Last time I got it wrong. I confused one which was nominated for a Logie and one which wasn't.
You haven't got early on.
So I came in and I went, quiz. Remember, quiz. Mm. Don't say chat, it's quiz. So out it came.
What are you, 8 years old? It's like saying, don't touch this, don't do that. That's what you do.
I'll touch it.
Have you got one?
What about the German athlete who ate 100 plates of sushi at an all-you-can-eat restaurant? We interviewed him.
We did. He was actually a good guy.
We actually interviewed him, and he had ate 100 plates of sushi and got barred, got told, don't darken the doorstep again. And then after all the publicity, they welcomed him back with his girlfriend who had about 50 plates. 100 plates of sushi, that's...
I've
seen you do it over a long lunch.
You know why I'd rather drink my calories?
You steadfastly hold to those calories. You don't give them up for anything, do you? All right, are we all done? Yeah. That's it. It's been full as a good...
Jane and Mick, Kennedy Malloy, more after this.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Big show today, live from the MCG. Now it's time for this.
Out wide to Embley. Tough kick. Goes for the banana. Andrew Embley. Ripping goal.
Please welcome Andrew Embley.
Hello, mate.
How are you guys? How are we all?
Welcome to our big prelim Kennedy Malloy edition, coming live from our Perth studios right now. Paint the picture. What's the atmosphere like? What's the build-up like? What's going on?
It's starting to get pretty big. I did a little gig at the Optus Stadium about a couple of hours ago, and the Melbourne supporters are all starting to roll into town. I think the Eagles supporters are still working, but come tonight and then come tomorrow, this place is going to be alive. The noise at the qualifying final between West Coast and Collingwood was the loudest that I'd ever heard in Perth. So it's going to be something pretty special tomorrow afternoon.
Jane, of course, is coming over. She's getting on a plane after this show.
Yep, Andrew.
And I hope she's bringing her security.
Oh, no, mate, no. And I've got the red and blue on now for you.
I reckon you might want to take that off. I reckon the streets of Baghdad might be a bit safer than Perth tomorrow. West Coast are very, very loyal.
But you know what? Perth in general is, we used to play at my school. I went to a Melbourne school called Peninsula, and we used to play against Christchurch Grammar. In Perth, and we used to go over there on footy trips. And we'd be drinking down at the OBH in Cottesloe or
somewhere.
and it was a great place. But we used to talk footy, and we'd get in so many. Once people realised we were from Victoria, I got kicked out of cabs by cab drivers. Get out. And I remember being opposite the OBH and at the end of a pretty good night, and there was a guy serving souvlakis or hot dogs out the front. And I go over, and he found out I was from Victoria. He goes, "Hey, you from Victoria, mate?" He goes, "What do you think of Kenny Hunter?" And I go, as a joke, "Kenny who?" He jumps out, shuts the door, and chases me down the street. So I would be careful about getting on the front foot.
I am expecting, and I have been advised to perhaps bring a poncho, not for the rain, but for post-match beer swilling.
Yeah, I think that might be a good idea. Certainly no rain, but yeah, you might want to wear a raincoat because West Coast supporters, well, they're very harsh on their own, let alone opposition supporters, but no, it should be wonderful.
Andrew, you've been involved in some of the, in premiership sides, you've been involved in some of the best teams to ever, the Weagles to produce. Yeah. Where do you put this one? Can this team go all the way?
It's a really good team. I like the fact that they are very even. They've got a really good blend of youth and experience. They've been really led well by Shannon Hearn. But they've also got some really exciting young kids that have come into the system this year, in particular Rioli and Ryan. They are just so active and so alive in that forward line. I think Tom Cole's another young guy that probably doesn't get the credit that he deserves, but has played some really important roles this year. So they're starting to believe, and that's the most important thing. When you believe, and you have to at this time of the year, that your best is good enough to be able to beat any side, then anything's possible. So they played some outstanding football, obviously, without Nick Nat and Andrew Gaff and now Brad Shepherd. They've been really resilient, but they'll back themselves in against Melbourne. And as we know, the Demons are in some really good form, so it should be a cracker.
Excellent. You know, the Demons are in good form and set to take on what would be Julie Bishop's favourite team as the number one ticket holder. So I'm looking forward to seeing her. We're going to an official function tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to see Julie.
Oh, I know. Love Julie here in Perth, yes. She's one of our favourites, Julie.
She is a diehard supporter, so good for her. I don't think we have number one ticket holder at Melbourne Football Club because everyone's a number one
ticket holder. Lord Louis Mountbatten or someone, no doubt. Tell us about Andrew Gaff. It's a really sad footnote to the end of the season. He's such a special part and it seems such an insane incident. Has everyone picked themselves up and dust themselves off over there after that?
They have, yeah. It was really obviously unfortunate and knowing Gaffy really well, it was something that I don't think any of us expected him to do. I don't think any of us believed it was deliberate or anything like that, but unfortunately it did happen, and he's had a lot of support here in Perth. A lot of people have got behind him. He's obviously went home to Melbourne, spent some time with the family there. He's back in Perth at the moment and been really great around the group. He's training with the guys and given some of the midfielders, some of the young midfielders, a lot of advice and tips at the moment. So he'll be around, and hopefully he's around at the end of the year too.
Speaking of advice, there's a lot of Melbourne fans who have probably been going to Perth for the first time ever, probably expect to change money at the airport or something. Who knows this lot? Can you tip them into some good venues around town or some good places to go or any live sites, anything that you think might be perfect for the Melbourne supporter?
The Crown Casino is a wonderful place. I think right next to the stadium. So. Yep. Once West Coast knock off Melbourne, you're feeling a little bit disappointed, I'd wander over to the Crown and have a couple of beers and enjoy the night. But certainly down at the beach, Cottesloe Beach, Scarborough Beach, there's a lot going down there. And the weather is expected to be pretty good here in Perth this weekend. So I certainly look to get down there at some
stage. Will that be a factor? They're saying it could be 25 or 26 degrees. If that is the case, surely that Melbourne could tire early.
Could do. But in saying that, we haven't had much warm conditions over here anyway. So it's probably won't favour both sides. But at the moment, with the way the Eagles are playing and the way that they're actually starting to believe, I think it's going to be a wonderful contest, and I don't think the weather will really play too much of a part.
Well, Andrew, from beautiful city of Perth, it's a beautiful place, WA. I'm looking forward to going over there and having one of the happiest flights home ever on the red eye back to Melbourne. Thanks so much for joining us.
And, good on you. Enjoy
your
maybe trip,
I'll see you around tomorrow.
Good luck.
Thanks. Looking forward to the footy tonight too.
Andrew Embley joining us on Kennedy Molloy. Russell Howcroft to come up next.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Live from the MCG preliminary final day, it is Big Show, Luke Darcy to come, Santo Chilaro, Chris Judd, Eddie Maguire, and right now in the commentary box, a central commentary position, Russell Howcroft.
Hey, Russ.
At the Triple MCG.
Yes.
I am in a demon sandwich here with the delightful Jane Kennedy on one side. And Russell Ashcroft, he's waving his scarf around to the imaginary crowd out there.
You're so pumped, aren't you, Russell? As a diehard Melbourne supporter, what does this mean to you, what's happening this weekend in Perth?
Well, no, this is a new feeling, Jane. So, as you know, mid-60s children, we haven't seen the D's win.
Yep.
Now, in 88, we got into a grand final and we walked into that game knowing we were going to get spanked. In 2000, same deal, we knew we were going to get spanked. What Melbourne supporters know is we've got the best list of our lifetime.
Yes.
Yeah? Yep. So, mid-60s Melbourne supporters, we know we have the best list. We've got a dominant ruckman. He will win the Brownlow, by the way.
You know what? I really hope he does. We were saying this last night. It's a test case now for the umpires.
Yes, it is.
Because if Max Gawn doesn't win it, or if Gawn and Grundy don't poll really well, we may as well just accept that it's a midfielder's award and no one else should go. You should just send a midfielder's
award. So here's why he's going to win.
Why?
Because the umpires were warned at about round 9.
Oh, not to concentrate on the midfielders.
Yeah, so what normally happens is people start talking, Brownlow medalist, about round 14, 15, people start saying, Dusty's going to win. He's been awesome. This year, round 9, round 10, Max Gawn might win.
Okay.
So the umpires have been forewarned. He'll get an extra few votes off the back of that.
Yep.
And he'll win that.
And can I say, until you've rucked against Max Gawn, it's very hard to
which you have, Mick, which is astounding. I know, and I've seen it.
Until you've gone...
One of the great football photos.
Mano on mano with Max Gawn. Do you know, we went down to Gosh Paddock and we had a ball up. He punched it through for a point.
from the middle.
he could have gone either way.
So if there's 3 seconds to go where it's a draw... Big Max, just centre back.
Come on, Maxie, get that point at that moment. You've got to do it, mate.
He literally will do whatever it takes.
He genuinely
will do that.
Well, I'll tell you what. When Richmond played Collingwood, Grundy was nearly got them across the line because every time Nanga went off, all of a sudden the floodgates were open. He was so dominant around the ground.
It's big tonight because you know what? It's going to be close, Mick, as you know.
This is
going to be a full-on wrestle.
Yep.
I think the inches are going to matter. I'm worried about that big Collingwood fella. I genuinely am.
Yeah.
I think that...
Are you tipping them? Get out. Get out.
So,
are you tipping pies? Is that what you're saying?
The only reason why I'd like them to win...
To tip the pie.
I'd like them to win because I want Mickey to get on the D train.
Here he
comes.
Come
on.
Right. Now, let's talk about the D train.
Yeah, well...
Let's talk about this. We heard you on the Eddie McGuire's Hot Breakfast. You came in, you dropped the D train, you got the whole studio rocking. We've got to grab Dave.
Get on the D train.
Come on, mate. Get into it.
Great story.
Come on.
What are you doing, mate?
That was astounding because I think, and we're going to talk to him when he comes in, Luke Darcy. I've never seen, I've seen vision that was actually shot of Darce actually singing and dancing. It's so astounding. I can't believe he did that to a demon song, which was blew my mind.
Luke Darcy dancing. I don't
and
even
Will
want to
Anderson
go there.
Too.
Was he doing his hand shuffle?
Will was showing quite a lot of rhythm, I thought, as well. He got right into it.
Mate, we're running out of time. I have to ask you about, so you've talked this team up. You say it's your best list.
Yep.
You've got your hands full tonight in Western Australia, tomorrow night at Optus. 60,000 people, very parochial. Can you get across the line there?
How far can
you go?
Yeah, no, if we can make it a fight. Yeah, if it's a ground ball game, we will win that game.
Okay.
Yeah?
Ground ball game.
That's what, Jane, when you're over there in Perth, look out for the ground ball game.
All right, I will.
If that's what we get, it's a D. Okay.
If you win this, I want to take personal credit for it because
God.
Well, hang on a second, Jane.
How can you do that?
Well, you remember pre-season, I attended. I was the guest of honour at the Mental Demons. Honorary lunch. And I was there as a symbol of hope and opportunity. And my message was simple. We finished 13th the year before and we won a flag. There's no reason why you can't.
Exactly.
I pulled a DVD of our premiership out and offered it to the room and left. And that room was full of legends. There was Neil Danaher, Jackson, there were so many great people there. Hoppy. Anita.
Horse Ahern.
And who, by the way, are all over in WA.
I know, right?
Getting right on it.
At the Globe.
We're going to have to wind it up. Want to say good luck to the D's.
Good luck
Go D's. Get on the D train.
Get on the D train.
Good on you guys.
Russell Howcroft joining us from the MCG. Up next, it's Luke Darcy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. They call them the People's Finals.
The Melbourne Footy Club, after so much pain, are into a prelim.
And this year, Kennedy Molloy has some skin in the game.
Rioli kicks a ripper.
Can Mickey's Tigers silence the Magpie Army?
Embrace the Tiger Madness.
And can Jane's D's deliver a fairy tale over West Coast?
Bit nervous.
Very nervous,
look on
actually.
The edge.
Today, soak up all the nervous anticipation of the prelims with Kennedy Molloy live from the Triple M footy commentary box at the MCG.
Bang!
Wow, that's awesome.
This is Kennedy Molloy rocks the prelims live from the Triple MCG.
Here we go, people, live from Ground Zero, the big outdoor cathedral here at the Triple MCG. We're about to blow the roof off this joint with possibly the biggest occasion I can think of in the modern era. Bar none. Richmond v Collingwood. There can be only one winner. This is going to be a very long year for somebody. Hopefully not me. What now we've got coming up? Chris Judd, Santo Chilaura, Collingwood president Eddie Maguire. We'll be in to thump the table, no doubt. We'll have the weekend review, but let's start at the top.
Hold of the drop part, gets the distance and the accuracy. Luke Darcy's performance, tremendous.
Please welcome Luke Darcy.
Hello, Luke.
Hello,
Darcy.
How are you?
Hey, Jane and Mick. Great to be here. A bit concerned that was the extent of my highlights over a 14-year period, Jane. That was the body of work that I was able to come up with.
No, that doesn't seem
thanks
fair.
Thanks for the effort you went to.
Listen, that was all Mick's doing. I wanted to go much longer. Jeez,
we've been under the pump today.
It's been a busy day. You've got a bit going on, let's be honest with you. There's a fair bit happening here.
Between the two of us, Darcy, it is great to... Well, this is the first time that you've been on Kennedy Molloy, and it's really good to have you.
What a great privilege it is, and I couldn't be more excited on a night. This is, to me, one of the all-time great nights, and I get the privilege of sitting in the chair at the MCG.
Yeah.
And in the best seat in the house, Jane and Mick, and you're reminded now just how lucky you are to do the job that we do on the weekends.
It's a preliminary final too, and this is the hardcore footy finals, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we all say if you go to the granny, there's probably people going there for the first time ever or on corporate packages.
Yep.
But to see the two biggest, two giants of the AFL, Richmond and Collingwood, we've probably got a combined membership of 160-odd, to pack this place to the gunnels and know that it's a knockout comp. There's a fair bit at stake with this, eh?
You know what I love about this sport and what I love about nights like tonight, the raw emotion that you see across the night. So I know you well enough to know if this result doesn't go the way you like, you just stay away
from
it.
I'm very concerned.
I wouldn't approach him if you're out there and it doesn't work out.
No selfies.
Can I say the same to you about working on Hot Breakfast with Ed if it doesn't go the right way there?
Jane, either way is not great. If they win, he's going to be unbearable. If they lose, he's going to be just as bad. Now,
what's he been like this week?
Crazy. Out of control.
Really?
Like, unhinged.
I really wish I was back on the Hot Breakfast this week.
I bet you do.
Just to be this far away from him and just see him under the microscope.
Now, I expect that from you and I expect that from Eddie Maguire. But you know what amazed me last year? And your great mate, Matthew Richardson, I get the pleasure to work with. He's one of the all-time great people.
Yeah.
Now, this is a man who kicked 800 goals. He's one of the best players the game's
ever
seen.
And a ripping bloke.
And to see, and you would think you'd be excused to sort of maybe be a bit jealous grand final day because you went out there. That is a man that was reduced to a blubbering mess this time. Like, that's how much it means to people.
Correct.
You can't.
It is.
What other thing in your life, apart from a couple?
Well, Darcy, you're a man who says you've never cried. Well, it's very hard to make you cry. But
I'm not proud of that, by the
way.
You're vacant. You're like a vessel. You're one of the most ceramic men I've ever met.
Shut up. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it's
good to see you.
Like a droid.
No.
What's the point?
I'm trying to get my point out.
He has no feelings.
No.
Like a robot.
I would say when Bulldogs won, it was the preliminary final that I remember you saying that was the win that meant everything because it was extraordinary. Then that meant getting through
the
grand final.
Well, Jane, I was lucky enough to play in two prelim finals. I was just talking to Santo Chilaura about that before and I still get a little bit unnerved by today because we're up by, I think, 26 points in the last quarter. And my dad was sitting there, and he is the most un-over-the-top father.
Dave.
He's low-key.
He's low-key. He's got no pulse rate at all. And my brother had flown back from overseas to this game.
Yes.
And so he's never forgiven himself for this, Jane. So he sat there, and just at the start of the last quarter, he turned to my brother and said, we should get grand final tickets. And
at that moment,
Darren Jarman took a mark and kicked a goal and then kicked another goal and another goal. And he's never forgiven himself for jinxing us out of our only grand final.
Can I say this too? That on the plus side, though, he was famous, your father, for getting his hair washed at halftime. Right or wrong?
Was it halftime?
Well, it was at halftime.
At normal game.
This is a Footscray great, by the way.
One of the dashing.
We're not proud of that as a family, Jane. That was he used to get his hair shampooed at halftime.
I still cannot get my head around it.
No, I don't understand. It doesn't make sense. They had a club hairdresser, and that was.
If the Tigers are down at halftime, I'm going to expect to see them all in there getting a rinse.
But I honestly used to understand when the players would have a cigarette at halftime.
Well, he'd have a dart as well.
Oh, he'd have a dart as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. he had the dart and the hair shampoo at the same time.
Hey, Dars, quickly, how does Jane's D's go over in Perth? What's going to happen there?
Well, I've loved Jane's story. It's one of the greatest acts of love I've ever heard in my life.
Men are really impressed by this. Wow. I had no idea it was that good.
Had put a call out to my wife, Beck. If you could think of me at any stage in that way, that would be a relationship changer.
Just anything of that.
But a couple of tickets
to Denny's. Give us something.
Beck, don't worry about Beck. She does plenty right by you.
She's on a good wicket, Beck. But the Melbourne supporters, Jane, anyone who's not got a dog in the fight, as Mick Willoy would say, we're barracking for Melbourne.
Yep.
It's going to be bloody hard over there. And I just warn you, when you're a robber sitting there, barrack carefully in the west.
You know what? No, I'm going to start trouble.
You're going to have a go at it.
I'm going to cause a scene, and I'm going to get in the papers.
You won't die wondering, put it that way. And remember, again, if you're listening in Perth anywhere, they love selfies. They go up. They really do.
Rob loves them more than me.
They pretend they don't, but they really don't even ask. Just put your arm around it and take a photo. Mate, thank you for coming in.
Great to see you. Good luck.
Ed, he's coming in. What should I ask him? Straight off the top.
Oh, mate, be careful tonight. you might get him tonight. Right. I reckon it's the night you might crack him tonight.
Well, enjoy your call,
Darth. Thanks, Jane. Good to see you. Good luck, Mick.
Good on you.
Have a good night.
Got the Friday huddle coming up a little later, right after Kennedy Molloy, in fact. That was Luke Darcy. Santo Chilaro to join us next in the box.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Preliminary final night it is. Big, big show. Richmond, Collingwood still to come. Eddie Maguire, Chris Judd. And right now, Mick and Jane in the box with you. You have Santo Chilaro.
What a lineup. Oh, nice. All-star, wow. A-list lineup.
We should do this every Friday.
And then there's me.
Have a look at this, Santo. Cast your eye out to a pretty vacant MCG. It's still spiritual, isn't it?
I still walk to the MCG every game that I come to.
It's a pilgrimage.
I love it coming here. And coming tonight, it's just such a beautiful afternoon.
So you grew up in Collingwood with your grandparents, as in you were right near the
Oh, yeah, no. I used to go to Victoria Park to steal footballs there and stuff, and they keep them over the top. It's so good now to be in the finals. Now that I've got grown-up kids, it's good to see them suffering through finals as well, because they saw their first grand final in 2010 and they won. And I said, no, that is not on. Yeah. I had to go through 70, and I literally went to all these games, 77, 77, mm-hmm. 79, 80, 81.
Maybe it's you.
Well, it is. You know when, because in 1990, I was away on my honeymoon in Italy.
Yeah.
So I missed that. So when
I met up with you, actually.
That's right.
I was overseas.
You know what? I was just thinking that before, because Tony Shaw is just sitting over there. What happened is we met up with your sister at a Paris hotel.
Oh, don't mention Paris to Mick. You'll hang it on.
A Paris hotel.
She ate his strawberries.
You know, no. Strawberry daiquiris. Did you say sharp those up, fellas? The thing is, Jane came, it was a week after the grand final. You know what she came with? A Tony Shaw book. The Shaw thing.
Oh.
He had written it. She came
with the book.
I tell
you, I know what guys want.
That's like a Fifty Shades of Grey.
Well, it was for me.
Get through the Tony Shaw.
But it is so special. You know, it is so special that Mick, remember when you used to do Martin Molloy back in the late 90s?
Mid to late
90s. I remember I covered the World Cup in France in 1998 for you guys.
Yes.
And I remember coming back
from the World Cup final. Okay, so just yes. France played Brazil, one of the great World Cup finals of all time. I came back, and that very same weekend, Collingwood was playing Essendon, not the Anzac Day game, the return game in July. So it was depths of winter. It was a beautiful, clear day like this. It was about 11 degrees. There were 90,000 people at the ground, and it was a ripper game. Yeah. And at halftime, everyone just took a breath. I love going on my own. A guy tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Mate, did I hear you on the radio? Were you doing the World Cup?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, mate, was it the best thing in the world?" I said, "Yeah, it's pretty good." He goes, "Were you at the World Cup final?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, mate, nothing can beat that, can it?" And I said, "Look around you. This is a home and away game."
And Santo, tonight,
it's special.
Tonight, I reckon, is going to rival any game that has been for in Melbourne for years. This preliminary.
Well, if it's the last tribal thing we're allowed to do, these are two great tribes, the two giants of the AFL, both fiercely loyal. There's underneath the many levels of hatred. There may be an ounce, a modicum of respect. I remember going to Jack Dyer's funeral and. There was nearly as many Collingwood people as there were Richmond people there, including our guest in a minute, Eddie Maguire, and the Collingwood Football Club were well represented. So everyone could put their weapons down for a moment and go, "All right, we get it." But there'll be none of that tonight.
Was that funeral? Was there like no man's land between Abbotsford and where
those two? The neck.
One of the greatest Tigers I've ever seen on a coffin.
But you're right. There is a respect between the two teams because we are. It's.
What's your feeling tonight, though?
I'm quietly pessimistic. I love
the boys. Compared to the beginning of the year to now.
Look, I love the boys to death. I reckon they've had an unbelievable year. It just feels like they've worked so hard that, you know, Richmond is just such an awesome side that I just feel at some point it's going to be one of those arm wrestles that the moment you get the arm down, I reckon that I don't know how much we got.
Collingwood were the best team we played this year, is my opinion. They've from all the games I've seen and went live.
It's been a highlight to have three games against Richmond. And
D's and West Coast, have you got an opinion?
So I feel a little bit like Richmond with the West Coast. I reckon they're just...
A bridge too far.
But I'd love Melbourne to get up.
Look, I don't know what's going to happen.
She's going to be hauled off the plane with wobbly lips.
Mick is asking me to
break Booney's record
on the plane. But I don't know whether that's there Chardonnay. Or coming back, but with Chardonnay, yeah.
Hey, all good, mate. And quickly, have you been paying attention?
Oh, yes, this Monday.
You, Sam Pang, who will be having a drink, will be joining us after the show.
Sammy will be here. Celia Pacquiao.
A-listers.
And Dr. Chris Brown is hosting because Tom's gone somewhere.
It'll be hard to tell the difference.
No, you're
like peas in a pod.
Peas in a pod they are.
Kenny.
Hey, mate, I'll see you. We're going to watch the game together. Mate. Good luck tonight. I can't wait. We can sense the energy building in the ground right now.
Jane, enjoy yourself over there. Have a great old time.
We'll come up with a guy who ruined my day here once, and that was when Carlton cheated their – well, when Essendon – when Carlton finished ninth and somehow – managed to play a final and beat the Tigers out here.
Wow.
Bad day.
Because of this bastard.
Oh, hang on.
He's floating around somewhere. Chris Judd.
Oh, Juddy. Oh, you're not allowed to speak about Juddy like that.
Well, I will.
Come on. He's royalty.
He owes me.
He's coming up soon.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Live from the MCG preliminary final day, it is here, Richmond and Collingwood. We've got Eddie Maguire to join us in just a moment, but right now.
Brilliant gather by the 10. Goes with the left foot.
Please welcome Chris Judd.
That was a bit light.
That was
on
also
too.
Short too.
That was okay. Happy with that?
Are you happy with that?
Yep. A few Brownlow medals there along the way, and
Luke Darcy blew up his. he was less. Have you got it there, Dave? Have a listen to Luke.
Gets onto the drop part, gets the distance and the accuracy. Luke Darcy's performance, tremendous.
Please welcome Luke Darcy.
He's dished off airborne. Got him in. How are you, mate?
I'm good.
Mate, it's great to see you here at the MCG. The last time I have strong memory of you at the MCG was a terrible year for the Tigers. It was when Carlton finished ninth and somehow crowbarred their way into the final eight, and the Tigers were out here in their first final for some time, sailing at halftime. We were actually trying to book our tickets at halftime to book them for Sydney because that's where we would have been going.
Counting on a good percentage, you were just going that way.
Until you decided selfishly to go berserk and ruin it for every Tiger fan. So I hope you're happy and we haven't forgotten.
It's a special day, wasn't it, for the Carlton fans at least. I remember the Tiger drums were out and that five goals up at halftime and... It's when Richmond were very, very fragile, but it's a different story.
It's a different story now. We are bulletproof. We cannot. Can we be beaten today?
Well, it's possible, but I can't see it happening. I think too fresh, put too much pressure on the Pies, and It's very hard to imagine Richmond going down tonight.
Early on in the season, people were a bit dissing the Pies, really. So here they are in a preliminary final.
Well, no, I don't think dissing. I think they thought at the start of the season they're vulnerable. They're like where Richmond was the year before.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
They were, and they've had, I think, equal most games missed through injury this year.
Yeah.
So the Pies' story this year is pretty incredible.
They play, out of all the teams I've said we played this year, I reckon they were probably as good as anyone we played. It's going to be great. What a fantastic night for Melbourne. Can you think of a bigger occasion than this in the modern history that's not a grand final?
Outside of a grand final, I can't remember a bigger game, certainly in my adult life in Melbourne. So it's going to be huge, and Melbourne comes alive, doesn't it? The sun's out all of a sudden. People have been hibernating all winter.
How close did you come to going to Collingwood?
Pretty close.
So
really?
can you tell, what was the discussions? Yeah. Was it with our next guest?
Eddie was involved.
Was he involved?
And Mick were involved. Put forward a very slick presentation. So, it was a toss of the coin in the end. Went to Carlton and we didn't have the success we'd have liked, Mick, but couldn't imagine it any other way.
How did Collingwood go in the meantime? Did they pick up anything along the way?
A little bit of a success, Mick, but let's not get bogged down in the minutiae. We can't forget all the community work and things I did for recycling, Mick.
That's right.
Which was very, very close to my heart.
The world
well.
Is a better place.
That's right.
The world is a safer place
Daddy,
for my
we
children.
We are loving you as a broadcaster and now as a media performer.
And congratulations, award winner.
That's correct, an award winner.
What did you win?
Thank you, the Lou Richards Award, Mick.
That was a
tremendous honour.
Is this huge Best deal. New Talent?
No, this was... I think the media personality that best encapsulates the spirit of Lou Richards. Me and Lou, there's a lot of similarities, Jane. Both charismatic. I'm a little bit taller and more muscular, Mick, but and he's got a better head of hair. But other than that, a lot of similarities.
Can I say, and I believe you guys in the huddle, you're going to be playing your speech. Do you make a very...
Chatham House rules, Mick. I don't think
that'll
come out. Surely.
I did hear a few whispers that you might have forgotten a few people in your thank you.
As far as I know, that was a private speech, so I'd be very surprised if that came out.
Let's talk about your old club, West Coast Eagles, tomorrow night.
Yep.
Where do you put them? You played in the best of the best from the Weagles. Where do you think this team sits and can it win it? Can it go all the way?
I think they can win it. I think they're... they're very even. They're really well coached. They've got a game plan where they kick a little bit more than the other team.
Yep.
So Richmond and Collingwood and Melbourne, their game's built around pressure and contestable. I feel like West Coast's the only team where their game's more built around transition and uncontested footy. So the one thing for the footy heads out there, at least it's something different.
Yes.
And that's sometimes harder to come up against.
They're fun to watch too.
And any advice for a Melbourne supporter going across as I am tonight with Rob Sitch, we're going to get the game. Any advice for
Don't stay too long over in the Wild West because a lot of people get Perth and I've seen it happen to a lot of good men and women. So
what do you mean? We won't see them again? They won't come back.
Well, it depends how long they choose to stay for.
What's going to get kidnapped? What's going to happen? It sounds like fun.
You might love it.
Yeah, I might love it.
Hey, did you say there's a live site that you need to plug for?
There is, for anybody who wants to watch the game, can't get across to Perth, Fed Square. You can watch from about 3:30 on in Melbourne, so you can have
and it's the only place in Australia you can get mid-strength Grange on tap. So that'll be good. Do you still hold a candle for West Coast? You've spent a lot of time there, and you've won in Brownlows and Premierships. Is it still close to your heart?
Yeah, it is. Look, I had 6 years there, and they're as fond of memories as I have of any time in my life. So I still keep in contact with a lot of the players.
And
a lot
Bex
of
those guys. From Perth too, isn't she?
Bex from Perth. Yep. Oscar, my eldest son, Barrack from the West Coast.
Wow.
What do you do? Just go over. It's like a raiding mission, isn't it? You've gone over, taken a Brownlow, their women, their premierships, and then come home. What a bastard.
Hey, great to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us on Kennedy Malloy this afternoon. Have a great show next.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
This is Kennedy Malloy. A new way to drive home.
Live from the MCG, it's Richmond and Collingwood, and I can see the president has entered the commentary box, Mick. Eddie Maguire.
Dangerous.
Hello,
to have you, mate. Good to see you, mate.
What's going on? He's in his natural habitat.
Yes.
I can't think of anyone associated with either club or be riding this harder than the man sitting beside me.
Me and 100,000 others, Mick. Don't worry.
It means so much. Can you think, it's in the modern era, outside of a grand final, of a occasion where the MCG is going to be bubbling like it will be tonight?
Well, I heard you speaking to Juddy a moment ago, and I was thinking... Probably only the Commonwealth Games, the Olympic Games, and not even that, because we've got the Storm across the road. We've got live centres all around the place, Fed Square, all the pubs, everything's going tonight. this is it. I've been to Super Bowls. You've been to Super Bowls. We've been to them together. And, you know, that's an orchestrated organisation. This is organic. This springs from two suburbs side by side against each other.
Wow.
Who've seen good times and seen bad. Yep. And, you know, it's funny, Mick. I know I've got the great tips these days, but I'm getting older. I know it's fashionable. But I was actually here in 1973 at the preliminary final when Collingwood led by 6 goals at halftime and Royce Hart came out and put on a display. Peter McKenna, my hero, was dropped that night for a 16-year-old Rene Kink from Ararat.
Wow.
He came on and kicked 4 goals in his first game. And then, of course, you know, the 81 grand final, which was a big win for the Tigers. But I grew up, my parents, when they first came to Australia, moved into Richmond and moved quickly out. And
I know what it means to
you. So it means everything. But I love the story, Mick. Yeah. I've loved watching you when we're on the hot breakfast together go from, you know, wanting to sack everyone through desperation, but the passion was there. Don't worry, that was me. I just became the president. Mick became the mouthpiece for the club. But you see what it means.
Both you boys, Ed and Mick, you went across the teams that your family supported. I find that very interesting.
So does you.
Well, so do I now. 20 years on, I have too.
Well, my dad was in the Air Force, so he didn't have a team, so we got to choose. And I sat next to a kid in primary school who bagged for Richmond, which is why you do it. But, mate, we've had so many barnies about football and all that, but I love talking football with you because I don't know anyone who's more passionate about it. How the Pies, it's been a great season, right? Despite whatever happens tonight, God forbid, but it's been a fantastic year for Collingwood and there seems to be a real energy and a camaraderie and everyone's mucked in behind the coach and administration, you're all pulling in the same direction.
Well, look, you know, we're going to belt the hell out of each other and everything's going to be on the line. But tonight, I hope, you know, with all my heart, that there's no issues anywhere else from that because I reckon Richmond and Collingwood in the last 2 years have actually, and Melbourne coming through now, the spirit of the game that I fell in love with. Mm. Not this manufactured rubbish that the media try to get. He's hating him. And, you know, the media have got themselves so fizzed up that everyone hates each other. We do rival shows and we support each other. We promote each other's shows. We want football to be the winner, as we used to say. So tonight we're going to get two teams that actually crack gags, that have got a genuine love for their teammates. I drove down into the car park tonight. Sean Grigg was there, Vlosten. Nearly got him.
You didn't run him.
Nearly got him.
You opened the door as you went past.
Yeah, but I did. I put the window down and I got into Vlosten because he used to barrack for Collingwood. I said, what are you doing? But the fun of it is there. And they looked up, they see me, and they go, no worries. We know that they're going to try and break my heart tonight and I'm going to be barracking for it. But you know what? The bottom line is, one great side goes through for next week, and it would be special if Melbourne was that other great side.
Eddie, one of the things I have admired about you, you have stuck by Nathan Buckley. Always.
I was always in his corner too.
Yes, I know.
Were you really, Mick? But you have.
Oh, look, I'm a comedian.
You have, and that's what I love. And now it's paying off because here you are at a preliminary final with Bucks at the helm.
Yeah, but it wasn't blind faith. I mean, we really had a good look last year. I mean, that's sort of what my go is in these things is you come in. Yeah, as Carla always says, you know, I'm dangerous when I'm quiet, not when I'm flapping.
That's very true. I'm about to do that.
She'll say, I'm not that dangerous that often.
I'm writing that down. That's good intel, isn't it?
But, you know, we actually forensically went through our club, as Richmond did. And you realise sometimes, and we've seen it, if only our politicians might take a leaf, sometimes you get the right people and you might not just have everything in the right positions. And then suddenly it goes and it clicks.
Yeah. Mm.
It's like anything in life. If you walk in, I always equate it to jumping in the shower. Someone is you jump in the shower and you're angry and you're upset, you're tired or whatever, and your favourite song comes on and you don't realise you jump out and you're singing along, or you go in, you're feeling all right and you put some stub of your toe and the shampoo goes in your eye and you want to fight the world when you come out. It's
you just
only
need a bit of Doobie Brothers,
don't you? Oh, no, Doobie Brothers.
A bit of good old Collingwood do it.
Well, I hope we're not hearing that. Hey, I've offered both your boys $500 for their ticket, their seat tonight. Wouldn't that be great?
They would give it to you, mate. Don't worry about that. And then stand either side of us because it would be on for young and old, no doubt. Are we separated? Are we a fair way away from each other?
We are, but you'll hear it either way. Mate, I can't. Congratulations, and this is going to be. I'll tell you why I really want us to win, because this will be the longest year ever. If Richmond lose to Collingwood, I might have to go into some kind of witness protection scheme or move
nervous.
The state till it
won't,
all blows
won't help
over.
You. We'll find you. It won't help. Mate, it would not matter.
I'll have to sell up and move away from the MCG. Mate, thank you for giving us your time on what is a huge day for you.
Yeah,
it's great
busy.
The club. We love it, mate.
And let me say, really good luck to both the Tigers and the Pies.
That's what he's saying,
don't
Jane.
Make me choose a team.
No, let the umpires...
Who would you rather play next week?
I'm not saying.
Oh.
Let the umpires know injury play any part in the outcome, and let's get stuck into it. Bounce the ball tonight and let two great football clubs and traditions, the essence of this great game, go head-to-head at each other at the home of footy, the MCG. This is what it's all about.
Is that a speech from
me? You've been here for many years.
This is, you know what? This, and for me to have my two boys and Carl Longs, this is what my life is all about. You can have whatever you like. You can have your flashcards.
Yeah, shove
it. Yeah. I'd live in a tent for the rest of my life if I could come here.
No, you're going to make me cry. Yeah,
it'd be
a really big tent, but it'd be gold, I reckon.
Yeah, I think it's called clamping these days, but anyway.
Mate, good luck to you, and good luck to your famous club. I hope.
And let's hope that whoever gets through unscathed tonight.
Correct.
And put on a
good
big performance
on you, mate.
Next week.
All right, and good luck to you. You're on your way to the airport.
Go Pies!
That's it. Cut his mic off.
Come on, McPies, get stuck in. Oh, Pie, for God's sake, give us a chance, you cheats.
He's warming up.
Me. That's it, I'm ready to go.
He's gone. Good luck to you.
Good luck, everyone.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, go D's.
And Dave, have you got it under control back
We
now?
Do indeed. Jane, you've got a nick off in the moment because you're off to the airport to fly to Western Australia. We've got the Friday huddle coming up. It's a big preliminary show. More Kennedy Malloy after this.
Your new way to drive home. Malloy.
Wow, what a week.
Yeah.
Feels longer than that.
I can say that again.
Feels like about a month.
Well,
feelings mutual.
How are you feeling? Are you going to go home and have a good hard think about it?
I'm going to think
your
about
behavior
anything.
This week?
I'm going to get on a plane soon.
Hey,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Off
yes, I'm going to go off to WA.
Yeah.
After going mad. You don't. It's not an end of season trip, remember?
Yeah.
You and your husband.
I can go mad whenever I want.
Got to be responsible.
Yeah.
You don't see how many beers you can have on the trip. See if we can break Booney's record.
Oh, yeah.
On the flight to Perth.
I'm not a beer drinker on a plane.
Well, I know, but you'd be interesting. See if you can get off at the other end in a wheelchair. like you're a member of the Australian swimming team.
All right. That's my aim.
See if you can be met by federal police at the other end who pop you in a wheelchair.
Yeah, that's it. Strap you in.
What's in it for me?
Whatever you want.
Be fun for the show.
All right. Hey, let's take a look back at the week that was.
A week of revelations on Kennedy Malloy. We learnt that Mick has surprising future career plans.
I'd leave this joint tomorrow if they could give me a drive-time shift on Coles Radio. Okay,
you're back.
Shout out to everyone in all five. How much fun would it be?
Are you in a little booth?
I'm in a booth. I'm interviewing like some of the redcoats. I'm interviewing some of the maintenance guys about the wonky wheels. How many wonky wheels we got?
Mick also surprised us with a spontaneous rendition from South Pacific.
We got volleyball and ping pong and a lot of dandy games. What ain't we got? We ain't got teams.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I loved it.
But Jane took a bit more convincing to belt out a show tune.
No, this is too embarrassing.
Come on.
Oh, what about the nanny song?
Come on, no, Jane. Do it as the nanny.
Do it as the nanny.
Do it. Day by day. Oh, Mr. Sheffield.
Bill Bailey taught us that there's such a thing as an amateur falconer.
There's a park down in the west of England where I grew up. They are a sort of amateur falconer.
It's dangerous.
He was a sort of weekend.
An amateur falconer.
And he said to me, he goes, a lot of them don't come back. Well, maybe soon him again.
We were surprised where people were popping the question.
New Year's Eve at the back of one of those riverboat steamers, the big paddles and going up.
Oh, this sounds good.
On a paddle boat. Who are you proposing to? Sigmund Thornton?
Yeah. Is this all the rivers run?
What year was this? 1862?
And we shouldn't have been surprised that an interview between Mick Malloy and Ozzy Osbourne would sound like this.
Hello? What was that? What?
So we've got a bit of a bad delay here, Ozzy.
Gotta get more.
Sorry?
What?
Tom Gleeson was surprised to learn that he was hosting a new show.
Your show?
rock quiz?
Yeah.
Art quiz? Art quiz starts.
Yeah, I'm hosting rock quiz. Rock quiz. You've confused me for Julia Zemiro. It's a weird time.
And the Strawberry Saboteurs might be in for a big surprise once they're caught.
It's not exactly a chilling story to tell once you get into jail. Say, you are going to have a very tough time.
Not the strawberries.
In the joint. Mate, you guys have been messing with our strawberries. That guy we found, hog-tied with a strawberry in his mouth.
Yes. Jane told us how Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley learnt a valuable lesson after losing a grand final.
Jane, how are you guys? You must be close to, it could happen any day now, about to have the baby. And unfortunately for Bucks, not only had they lost the grand final, but I'd had that baby about a month ago. And his face was so distraught. Basically, awesome. He said, and I thought tonight was a bad night for losing grand final.
But the biggest surprise was reserved for a new mum in hospital.
I was a midwife. I was helping a new mum breastfeed. So I was showing her and the hubby how to breastfeed and did a hands-on, getting him involved. And when he left the room, he said to me, that was my brother.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Crossray, it's the smarter, easier way to barbecue.
Okay, Jane Kennedy, now you've done one of the greatest things I've ever heard of for your partner, for Robert Sitch.
Yes.
You, without his knowledge, you went and you got two tickets to Perth.
Yes.
And seats for the game and hotel accommodation. You got everything.
For him
you
to see his beloved Melbourne football team.
Yeah. You know the only thing you could do that would possibly be more impressive?
I think I know where you're heading.
Get him one of these.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bloody. Get him. Oh. Don't tell him. Just bring it in. Bring in the barbecue. Yeah. Put it out the back. Go, hi, honey. Come out here and have a look. What man wouldn't go weak at the knees?
A four burner trolley barbecue.
Oh, don't go mad. I would have thought just the two burner.
No. Or I could already get it inbuilt because you can get that done too.
Oh, what?
And it's got LED illuminated control knobs.
Oh, yeah.
And an easy to access drain tray, which is perfect. What I always like.
That's the bit that most others let themselves down.
They really do.
Did you say inbuilt?
I did.
What about this for a plan?
What?
You build the whole house around the Crossray.
Oh, Jane.
So you put the Crossray in first and you go, okay, that's prime posse. Now
it's the centrepiece.
Where do you want the bedroom?
Do you know what? You don't often come up with really good ideas, but that's one of your finest.
That's your best backhanded compliment I've ever received. These are the best barbecues in the world. You would build a Taj Mahal around the Crossray.
Thank you, Crossray.
All right. It's barbecues the smarter, easier way.
Okay. Now, you're about to go to see your beloved Tigers.
Yes. Well, I'm here.
Yes.
I'm here and you are on a flight to Perth.
I am careful.
I've got a really bad feeling about it.
If you,
so it feels like there's something.
Do you know my friends get very distressed when you say things like that to me? They'll be texting you and saying that's terrible.
But be careful.
I am going there and we're hoping the D's can get up
good
over
luck.
The Eagles and be nice, Eagles and, fans. Come on.
They'll be good. And we'll have a D's Tigers grand final next week.
Oh, could you
what
imagine?
A big week.
Dr. Chris Brown is going to swing by.
Ooh, there's your lover boy.
There I'm so excited. Yeah. He's hosting. Have you been paying attention?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. It's an embarrassment of riches, isn't it?
Like
you do the show with me all week and then you get to interview
Chris Brown.
You're surrounded by himbos.
Yeah, that's it. We'll see you Monday for Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. See the Barbie everyone's singing about. Crossray barbecues. Crossray.com.au.